Welcome to Goldilocks and the Three Beers. You're now entering the Locks Room. So let's koozie up and let's cheer some unsung beer league heroes. Today we have the Patriots at San Diego, California.
I'll let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Well, I'm Zach Daniel. I'm the operations manager for Patriots Hockey based out of San Diego, California. Did 6 years Marine Corps, got out, said once was enough. Now I work at a oil refinery in El Segundo.
All right. And I'm Nick Ritt. Actually active duty right now. I'm the alt captain for our D5 team down here in San Diego. Been running the Twitter handle, which is Patriots_hockey over on Twitter. So I just took that over and I've been down here playing for the Patriots for about a year, roughly year and a half. About a year. Okay. Yeah. So it's been about a year. I've been in for about 15 years. I'm an ET for the United States Navy. And yeah, that's about it.
Damn, almost there.
Almost there. Five more years.
Getting close.
Got to re-up next year or April.
So what are we drinking tonight, if anything?
Jameson Ginger.
Oh, and a big glass. Big kid glass. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some Cali Cream and Vanilla Cream Ale from the Mother Earth Brew Company.
It's always a good one. Everybody loves that one. It's not one of my favorites, but, you know, it's drinkable.
Yeah, it's something.
I try to get a beer that my teammates are in. Obviously, I call you guys my teammates. My favorite is Savage. It's a brewery in San Diego. It's really hard to get beers in Texas, so I had to have my friend actually ship it to me. But it's the Exquisite Blonde, which is super drinkable and super fun, and the can is super fun. So I am a sucker for a good artwork, and then also being blonde helps. But I have the can here, so you can see her. She's very cute.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Obviously, Savage was one of my favorites to go to. It's pretty close to Poway Ice, so that's really nice. Going into that, I am called Goldilocks and the Three Beers. What is your favorite beer?
Free.
Always the best answer.
free, cold, and free. That's my top three right there. Look, a warm free beer is still better, in my opinion, than a beer that's cold that you had to pay for.
It's good logic.
So, yeah, cold.
Free.
Or no, free, then cold.
My favorite, crap, I can't remember the name, but there's a couple of chocolate coffee stouts I've had. So I do like most of the stouts, the cream ales. I'm not a fan of IPAs, but anything else I'll really drink. But yeah, it was a peanut butter chocolate or chocolate coffee stouts. Those are really good.
Oh, yeah. So like Belgian Beaver?
Yeah. Belgian Beaver's one of
them. Oh yeah, that one's good.
I got to find that one down here. Is it down here?
Mm-hmm. I think they have it at Total Wine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look.
But yeah, if you want like a legit answer for my favorite beers, it's pretty much anything that ends in light. There's one I tried this one. It's a Belgian beer.
Even like
beer.
Natty?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. I
mean, I'm not picky when it comes to beer.
Still hydrates you, so.
Yeah.
Especially after a game.
But no, I'd say my favorite, like all-time favorite, is one I had. It's a beer I had in Lithuania. It's a Belgian beer. And it's called Grimbergen. And it is fancy. Absolutely, absolutely delicious. Best beer I've ever had in my life. And they have it at Total Wine occasionally. I've only been able to find it in the States once.
I got to check the one they just opened down here.
No, that's what it looks like. Hang on. I'm pulling up a picture right now. that's what it looks like. Can you guys see that clearly?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Ooh, fancy.
It looks dark, but it doesn't taste like a dark beer.
That's good.
And I shit you not, it's the best beer I've ever had in my life.
And it's not like a framboise or anything, right? Like, it's not like fruity.
No. But yeah, I had it in Lithuania when I was there for 2 months, and it was really good. And I've only been able to find it in the States one time. And I was at Total Wine in Yerba Linda.
There's nothing wrong with fruity beer.
No. I was just asking because sometimes, you know, they can be a little.
There's some good ass fruity beers like
mango. Yeah, there are.
Golden, what's it called? Golden Road, the mango one. That mango one's pretty good. And there's one at Stone Church Brewing makes. It's a grapefruit one that's pretty good too. I fuck with both of those.
There was a German one I had. It was like a banana bread German one. That was good too.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was nice.
Oh, I tried this one at a bar in Upland one time. It was it's Dogfish Head 120.
Oh, yeah.
And the bar was like, yeah, we have to cut you off after one. I was like, why? I was like, oh, it's a 21.5% beer. I was like, holy shit. I was like, y'all ain't fucking around. Like, yeah, they're like, yeah, because I tried to order a second. They're like, no, we cut you off at one.
I was like, oh, man.
All right. I wish I would have known that before you poured it for me.
Yeah, that's a heavy hitter.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Well, with that, what is your least favorite beer?
That's a tough question. Nick, go first.
IPAs.
Let me think about this one.
That's the tough part about being down here in San Diego is it's like IPAs everywhere. And I don't know. I just something about it. I just don't like it.
Just too hoppy?
It might be the hoppiness. I'm not sure. It's just I drink it. It's just like, no. No.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with him. I'm not a fan of IPAs. All these really big hipster IPAs. It just feels like I'm drinking like, I don't know, like if you'd have let beer out in the sun and it got like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Not a fan of IPAs at all. I don't get the hype. I would definitely say IPAs are my least favorite. Definitely. Or, you know what my least favorite beers are? The ones I have to, when I go to concerts and it's $20 for a $2 fucking Bud Light. I'm like, dude, what?
The flattest Coors you've ever had in your life that gets warm in like 2 minutes.
It's like above, it's like barely above cold.
They're not even gentle when they pour. They just go, dump it in there. Just like, oh, okay, fine.
And like the flimsiest plastic cups you'll ever
have. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of those ones. That's why I drink in the parking lot before events.
Mm-hmm. And then what is your favorite post-game beer?
Free?
Yeah.
No.
Whatever's in the cooler.
Whatever. Well, I'm the captain, so I have to fucking, I get my choice of what I get to bring. So it's usually either Coors Light or Miller Light. On occasion, so we'll have Bud Light. But that's about it, really. Sometimes somebody brings like Corona or Modelo or 805, whenever we're feeling frisky. But yeah, that's really. I would have to go. My solid go tos are definitely Coors and Miller Lite.
Yeah, whatever they have in the locker room, really, it's fine with me. I'll just drink like one or two before, right after the game.
Yeah,
gotta be responsible, you know.
You mean one or two cases, right?
Yeah, totally. I stumble out of the parking lot. Yeah, you know.
But yeah, the pregame routine is always it's always a double shot of Jameson at the bar before the game, then walk over to the rink and then have a beer while I'm getting ready, and then take a beer out to the bench. That's always the pregame routine. Everyone's like, "Dude, how do you tear down a double shot of Jameson and then go play hockey?" I'm like, "Whatever."
His tolerance is high.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure during Vegas, you were drunk like 90% of the time.
I was only sober before our games. That was the only time I was sober.
Yep.
It was right before ours. But after your championship, I got fucking smashed after your championship game.
My wife was, she was annoyed. So I was like, we can't leave just yet. She's like, why? I was like, I drank out of the cup. And then I wanted to hold the cup again, and you had poured Jack in it. So I had to down that. And then I think I had one or two beers, and then all of a sudden I start walking out. I was like, "Oh, okay, I can't drive."
Oh yeah, and then we went to that bar across the street from the rink, and Cole just started buying tequila for everybody. And I was like, "Fuck it, I'm here for another 3 hours anyways to watch my buddies play."
Yep. Kids, it was good. The kids played the playground right outside the rink, and then I just sat there, ate Dunkin' Donut Munchkins, sober up.
Yeah.
So was this at the? Like nights?
Yeah, where the Silver Knights practice facility. Okay. Or, yeah, their practice facility.
They have a playground?
Yeah, they had a playground outside the Henderson one.
And bars close? Or just drinking?
Yeah, there's a bar right across the street.
Oh, yeah, Sticks Tavern? Hell yeah, dude. Definitely recommend.
Oh, now I know where that is. Okay.
Yeah, literally, as soon as you walk out of the main doors of the Silver Knights practice facility, the first thing you see outside the doors is Sticks.
Wow.
Definitely recommend for anybody that's in Vegas for a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So why the name Patriots? And obviously you guys are a hockey program. You have multiple levels, correct?
Yeah.
And a travel team or no?
No, that's just our regular team.
Okay.
So the name Patriots stemmed from our founder, Marvin Flohr, who you should definitely bring on the podcast one day. I don't know where he got the initial inspiration for the name, but he founded the team in 2011 as just a team full of active duty guys from San Diego. And then I met him in 2012 when I was a senior in high school. And I met him after a charity game he did with the Rain, and that's how he got me onto the team. I was like, because I told him I planned on enlisting after. And I told him I played a little bit of hockey, and that's the end of that. He pretty much after I got back home from training, I hit him up and he got me on the team. But yeah, we have currently five teams, three in San Diego and two in Riverside, ranging from like rookie copper all the way up to like gold, like high gold level guys where they're coming straight out of college or juniors.
So good players. Is it all branches or just certain?
Yeah, it's all branches of the military. It doesn't matter if you're a vet or it doesn't matter if you're still active duty. We welcome you with open arms into the team. It doesn't matter if you're old, like some guys we have on the team, or if you're 19 years old, fresh out of boot camp, fresh out of high school, doesn't matter. We'll bring you on the team. And as long as you're willing to learn, we're willing to help you get better, because we do have like practices every week, or we'll help you get better and help you develop your skills.
Awesome. I played against you guys when I was in San Diego, and you guys had adaptive athletes too.
Adaptive athletes?
People that were missing limbs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've never heard that term before. My bad. But yeah, we do. Yeah, we have had some on the team before, and it's pretty cool listening to some of their stories about how everything happened and how the sport of hockey has helped them through the rehabilitation, not only physically, but mentally get over the hump.
It's just rad that you guys, that you're not making them go towards a sled hockey team, like that you guys let them play with you.
Oh yeah.
Full, it's just that, I think that's very commendable and awesome that you guys are welcoming all and not picking out branches. So that's nice. Do you know when the team started? Did you already talk about that?
I think it was June 3rd, 2011 is when the team officially was founded. And here we are, 10 and a half years later?
Yep, 10 years. We just celebrated.
Oh, yeah, we just did our 10-year anniversary.
Awesome.
Sweet, sweet jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you get new jerseys for the 10 years?
Oh, yeah, we made a special edition 10-year anniversary jerseys.
Yeah, I'll go grab mine.
Everybody's a big fan of.
And then are you guys playing before the Rain game tomorrow?
Yes, we are. We actually have a charity. So another part of what we do is we do charity games. We team up with the Ontario Rain, and we team up with the Gulls, and we'll sell tickets to the game, and then like our friends and family can come watch us play on the big arena, and then they get to watch the Rain game or the Gulls game after the fact, or before, depends. Sometimes we play before, sometimes we play after. But yeah, we are playing tomorrow against the Riverside County Sheriff's Department hockey team. Awesome. Before the Rain game. I'm not playing. I'm coaching. I've played there enough times where I just don't give a shit about playing at Toyota Arena. I'd rather let someone else have the shot, you know?
Like when we played in the goals arena and I'm sitting there like a little kid in a candy shop and we stepped on, I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then yeah, what is the charity?
We're doing it for us this time because this time it's a little bit of a smaller level.
Okay.
Yeah. But so we teamed up with...
It switch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We switched. Like the last game we did with LAPD at the rain game was we teamed up with the Teamsters in San Dimas, and we helped raise funds for Making Spirits Bright to help little kids get Christmas gifts. And then we've also teamed up with like the Semper Fi Fund, the Mendelton Foundation, Active Valor, and the Warrior Built Foundation, just to name a few charities we've collabed with for these games.
That's awesome. And then obviously your players get to play on quote unquote professional ice.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's and awesome. So, yeah.
It is so nice.
Yeah. We do about six of those a year. And most notably and recently we're teaming up with the Kings to put on a game at Staples Center. I'm never going to call it what the name of it is now. Never going to do it.
Yeah.
It's always going to be Staples. So yeah, we're doing it.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Those words are never coming out of my mouth. It's always going to be Staples. But yeah, so yeah, now we're going to be going public soon with a charity game we're going to do at Staples Center with the LAPD, with the LAPD's hockey team.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm playing in that one for sure.
You guys will have me. I'll play in that one too.
Yeah.
Are we doing gold?
Probably gold. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But yeah, this is our 10th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, got flag on that side. We got our 10th anniversary
patch
right there. And then we've got names of three, if I'm not mistaken, our fallen soldiers.
Fallen Patriots over the years. Fallen
Patriots. So we have Sears, Vandenberg, and Krajewski.
Yep.
So we have them immortalized on our sleeve.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that you went black and white with it too.
Oh yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
And we got black socks and everything. We look good.
Totally, totally different from what our normal jerseys look like.
Yeah.
Their normal jerseys are very patriotic.
Oh yeah. Our whites are very
some of the like flyest, like they just are so clean and crisp though. And I like that you went with the white because most people, you know, go with the navy. So it's just cool to see.
All right. Do you want to see? Have you seen the Gulls military appreciation jerseys from this year that they did? What was it? November 6th? They had
it. Yeah, it was a November.
That game. Was their military appreciation night. Have you seen their jerseys, Callie?
No.
Oh, my God. Let's
see if I can find it.
You going to look it up, Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Okay. Yeah, just go on the leadership chat, I think. But oh my God, the Gulls literally just took our white jerseys and hit copy and paste and just slapped the Gulls logo on the front. I'm not even fucking joking with you.
It looks exactly like your jersey.
Yeah, it was really close. It took me a second. I was like, hang on. Because they had our other operations manager standing next to Gulliver. And I was like, wait a second. We never gave him a jersey. And then I looked at it, I saw a picture of him from the front. I was like, what the? Like, they just hit some motherfucker just hit copy and paste. But it was cool. It was like one of those assignments where she's like, hey, change a few of those answers so it doesn't look like we copied you.
Yeah. They had stars. They just didn't fade the stars out like we did.
But yeah, it's the star. Like, that's the coolest thing is you guys have the stars on the street sleeves and on the socks and like, you know, and it just looks so crisp, which.
Yeah.
That's funny. So they just saw your jersey and they were like, let's make it easy.
Oh yeah, copy and paste. Here we go. Military appreciation night done.
It totally did look like Gulliver was wearing your jersey though.
Yeah. I was like, I bet you that intern looked like a fucking genius still at the front office. Like, oh yeah, look at this design I came up with. It's cool though. I mean, I don't care.
It's a fantastic idea. Where'd you get this from? Oh, I came up with it.
Oh yeah.
And then what got you into hockey?
Nick, go first.
Oof. All right. My dad, basically. I grew up watching the Flyers And then I've just been playing. I haven't like played like league or anything. This is actually the first time I've with the Patriots. It's been the first time I've actually been in an ice hockey league, but it was mostly just roller. And then when I was like 16, I taught myself how to ice skate. And then it's kind of just been that, but I've always been basically obsessed with hockey and with the Flyers. So I even got my Gagne bobblehead doll and stuff, but yeah, my wife will tell you it's hockey.
Oh yeah. I'll top that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So I've been a fan since I was about, well, pretty much the moment I was born, I was given my first Kings jersey. And so I grew up watching the Kings, listening to Bob Miller and Jim Fox call the games every night. And I played roller in the streets. And then I never got into a league until I was 17. And I started playing beer league when I was 17. It was roller. I had to put fake information down and tell them I was 18 so I could start playing beer league. And so, like, my parents could never afford to, like, really put me through a league, like a formal league. So I always just played street hockey, like, legitimately, like, on the, like, in the middle of the street, like, with me and a couple of the neighbor kids. And then when I got my first job, I blew my whole first paycheck on hockey gear. And then I signed up for beer league with my next check.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been a Kings fan since pretty much the moment I was born. I even got my Kings tattoo on my ribs. I got a tattoo on my ribs. Is this one? Yeah, it's this one. Yeah, I got a hockey pinup girl. Which side is it? What?
You're like, which side? Which is it?
Oh, yeah, because I got one. So running joke I have with me and my lady and my friends is like, I get to sleep with three women every day because I got two pinup girls blasted on my ribs. Nice. And then obviously my lady.
There you go.
It was like a running joke. I get to sleep with three women every day.
Did you grow up in Southern California?
Yeah, born and raised. Grew up in San Dimas, and then now I live in Corona. So born and raised out here. Never lived anywhere else.
And you never swayed to the Ducks?
No, even for not you'll even hate, for a moment.
You'll hate what Bench Clear sent us for the care package.
Yeah. So that's fine.
Eric hates it too. It's all Duck stuff.
It's like, oh, okay. It's all right. That's fine. But yeah, no, it's always been the Kings. So my dad named me after Dave Taylor, who's a Kings legend. And I was born like 2 weeks after he announced his retirement. So he made my middle name Taylor after Dave Taylor.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. I would have to say. Yeah. So did you grow up in Philadelphia?
Right outside for the most part. I did live in Lynchburg, like, when I was a baby, but then we moved back and I basically lived Philadelphia, Levittown, Penn Salem, that kind of area. So it's been just, you know, like Zach was doing street hockey. So I was the goaltender most of the time. So I did do a neighborhood league as a goalie and won the championship because we were a bunch of ragtag misfits. And then I just, for roller hockey, I'll goaltend, but ice, I haven't quite figured it out.
Do you play defense then?
No, I'm actually a winger for us.
So. You must be
doing something. You never know with goalies. We can go either way.
Yeah. You must be doing something right, Nick. You got a OSHA championship under your belt.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We set up that team.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, another thing we do, I didn't even fucking mention this earlier, is we also go to tournaments all over North America, too. We usually do, like, 3 or 4 tournaments a year. Depends on where it's at. We always, like, last year, where did we go? We went to Dallas, Nashville, Vegas.
There we go.
And Detroit.
Yeah, no, wait, never mind. I went to Detroit.
Yeah, I went with another hockey program. But yeah, we go all over the place for these tournaments. So. But yeah, our next one's in Memorial Day weekend.
Which one's Memorial?
No, that one got canceled.
No, I did it. The Colorado one. Damn.
Thanks to Rona. Thanks, Rona.
Yay, COVID.
Do you do like first responders and armed forces tournaments, or do you do them all?
we like to stick with like military tournaments, or we also do first responder tournaments too. It just kind of depends, honestly. There's a organization called the Armed Forces Hockey Association, and they do a tournament in Vegas every Veterans Day weekend. And then they've recently branched out to Nashville in 2020. And that was on Memorial Day weekend. So now they're going to start doing Memorial Day weekend and Veterans Day weekend. So those are already two tournaments for us lined up. But we also like to use our network and whoever we have with us, like people that we're associated with, to go to different tournaments. So we go to like Warriors tournaments too with those guys.
Do you have, obviously you guys are a big program, hockey club, whatever you want to call yourselves. Do you take multiple teams to tournaments, or do you have just, like you said, did you just have a gold team, or does it switch?
It varies. Sometimes we'll only take one team. Sometimes we'll take three. I mean, fuck, this last Vegas trip, we took three teams.
Yep.
We took like a super high gold level team. We took like a, bronze level team, like a low bronze level team. And then, I don't know, Nick, what would you say your team level was? Mid-silver?
Mid-silver, yeah.
Yeah. So it just depends. I mean, because Vegas was close, we were able to put together three teams. But yeah, we'll just, like, blast it out to everybody. Like, hey, where's everybody? You know, here's the next tournament, you know. What's everyone thinking, you know?
Who wants to share a car?
What's going on? Yeah. So it just depends.
That's awesome, say the least. So my next question is, do you koozie?
Go for it, Nick.
Yep. I've got a handful of them, a couple of Flyers ones, the bench clearers. They send out their koozies when you buy their tank tops and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, cool. Yeah, keeps it cold. I'm not a shotgun, a beer type of guy. I'm more of a just sip on it. So, keeps it nice and cool. So I'm okay with that. I'm almost 35 now, so I can't shotgun beers like the kids.
You're 34, man? I would have never guessed. You don't, certainly don't look 34.
You seem great.
Okay. You don't have to show that off to everybody.
Yeah.
You don't have to brag.
No, I definitely don't koozie. In my eyes, if you need a koozie for your beer, you're taking too long to drink it. But no, I do have a koozie that I got from a tournament I went to in Detroit from the Covington Street Hockey League. They gave me a Cincinnati Cyclones koozie, and I've had it in my truck sitting on my dash for the last 9 months, and I've used it one time. But yeah, those guys are cool as fuck, the CSHL. Mm.
Do you guys do more than just like obviously tournaments? Like, do you guys go to games together? Do you like goals games, Kings games? Like, do you guys hang out as a hockey club or just the teams? Or
for the most part, some of the teams do, and then you have the clusters within our teams that do their little hangouts and stuff like that. We try to do a lot of charity stuff. So just right now we're doing a care package drive. So we were raising money with that. We were looking for companies in the San Diego area and around the area trying to get some swag to send out to our deployed brothers and sisters that are out, either out in sea or on land, you know, helping protect us. So I got a whole bunch of people. We're about to send a bunch off the first week of February. We're sending our first batch off, but then we do a bunch throughout the year. And it's kind of a long-standing thing. And then we do tournaments. We're going to host one in July timeframe.
July 4th.
Yeah, July
4th. July 4th weekend, we're hosting.
So we're going to host a tournament for that. So get, you know, a lot of the big things with the Patriots organizations, we try to do a lot of volunteer work and help, you know, help the community.
Yeah.
Get our name out there.
Yeah. And then we also do a lot of like team barbecues and parties at certain people at like people's houses and shit, like
Christmas
party. Every year, like I think it's like the third or fourth year in a row we've had a team Christmas party, and the team Christmas party is always fucking out of control. Like the white elephant gifts are just fucking off the walls. Like everybody gets shammered. And then everybody will play LCR. Are you familiar with LCR? Yeah, so everyone will just play LCR, and that shit gets intense. we do like parties and barbecues throughout the year too, and we do all sorts of stuff.
I mean, I can only imagine being military and hockey players that you guys can hold your own.
We're a different breed.
And then we also like to hang out, like whenever we have practices and stuff, like they usually be like a good group of us that will hang out at the rink till fucking 2-3 in the morning.
Yep.
Just tossing them back on the patio at SDIA.
Shooting shit, and then we all kind of wonder whom.
Yeah. Safely.
Yes, safely.
Designated drivers, all that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a DJ in the locker room, or do you guys have pump up songs that you like to listen to, or is it all just conversations?
Vegas, we had the speaker. We were just blasting whatever the hell. I guess Zach was. I think Zach, were you the DJ?
I am
the tournaments.
Yeah, the resident DJ.
I am always team DJ. It seems like
comes in, kicks the door open, blast music.
Yeah, I have like this big speaker. It's like that big and that big that I just carry around with me in my bag whenever we go to tournaments or charity games. Usually, I don't know. I like to mix it up. Some nights it'll be metal. Some nights it'll be gangster rap. Other nights it'll be soft country. Like, it's just, I don't know. Just, I got to read the room sometimes.
Like, I don't know. And you're playing freaking George Strait.
Yeah. I've played a big hit in the locker room is Pontoon. Pontoon's a big hit in the locker room. And then, I don't know. Like, I'll throw on like fucking Kendrick Lamar or what's that other dude's name? Drake. I'll throw on Drake.
Yeah, he did a lot of Drake and
I was going through a phase in Vegas, all right?
Yeah, it's fine. Hey,
I was going through a phase.
I can't judge music taste. I go everywhere.
Yeah,
I was just thinking Pontoon's actually not a bad beer league song, honestly. It's all about drinking anyway.
But yeah, it's funny because I have the craziest mix. I'll go from fucking throwing on Pontoon to Slayer, and then I'll throw on like Kid Rock, and then from Kid Rock I'll go to fucking Celine Dion or some shit. Oh god. Yeah.
Well, she's Canadian, so I guess it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just you never know what you get when I'm DJing. Just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad playlist, and it sounds like you got a decent amount of Canadians in it. So.
Oh yeah. Or yeah, or we'll throw on fucking Creed. Oh yeah, Creed's another. Oh, Earth, Wind, and Fire is another good one. I like to throw on too. In there too.
Well, they're awesome. So.
Yeah. Well, that's just good music.
Yeah.
So, do you have a beer hero, or because you said you're the captain, so you get to choose? But do you designate people to bring beer, or does it just kind of end up there?
No. So when at my rink in Riverside, right? So the captain, so everybody only pays like I think it's $500 or $550 for their fees, but captains and goalies only pay $250. So from the start of the team, everyone was just like, you're only paying $250. It's not a unknown fact. So I kind of took it upon myself to just be the beer guy. So I was just like, yep, I got the C on my chest. I have to deal with commissioner. I got to deal with the refs. You know, I'm only paying half price. So fuck it. I'm just going to make up for it. I pay the difference in beer. So I'm always the beer guy.
Well, that could be like weighing heavily in, like you could be paying more than the rest of your team in beer, unless you're going just light beers all the time.
It's always beer that ends in light. It's got to end in light. There was a time where I was like struggling for money and I was only bringing Natty Lights to the fucking games and everyone was getting pissed at me. So I would just bring a little bit below room temperature 15 pack of Natty Light. And I'm like, guys, I'm not made of fucking money. I can't be bringing 230 racks of Coors Light to every game. I'm sorry. Like,
do you want me to play for a team or do you want me to bring beer?
Which I was like, hang on. Like, someone's got to run this shit show.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. And then what's your favorite chirp?
Oh. You got one? Go for it.
I don't really chirp. I joke and converse with the other players. It's weird. Like the Vegas tournament, they shot a puck in. I go near the goalie and I stopped and I kind of just looked. And the guy was like, oh, thanks for not doing it because I didn't want to have to deck you. And the dude's like 6'4", I'm maybe 5'9". And I was like, well, I'm not trying to die. So like, and then we started joking about how we're old and shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm not trying to stir shit. But I'll usually just joke and goof off with the opponents trying to throw them off.
Fuck. I don't know.
I don't really chirp. Like,
I like to do, because I'm an aggressive D man. At least I like to think I am. So as soon as like the puck carrier crosses the blue line, I just like to go for it. So I was like, this happened to me. This ended up helping me get a 2-game suspension. But this ended up. So homeboy crosses the blue line. I go for the poke check. The poke check. I stop him. I stop to make a play to try to get possession of the puck. Look, I'm 6'2", 250. Homeboy is fucking 5'7", 130 pounds with all his gear off.
So it'd be me coming through.
And I ended up knocking his ass over. And the ref calls me for roughing. And I turned to the ref. I was like, dude, that's fucking physics, bro. Like, that's not how this shit works. Like, he skated into me when I'm trying to make a play on the puck. But, fuck, I don't know. I'm a level-headed dude out there, but I like to, whenever there's like somebody that's like going hard in the paint or like, you know, there's just that dude that's being extra. I just like to remind him that it's only beer league or, hey, we got to go to fucking work on Monday. Ooh, like,
look at me. Ooh, you're going to scout.
The only time where I don't say it is when it's an OSHA tournament, but like for beer league, I'm just like, dude, we got to go to fucking work on Monday. Like, there's no fucking need to do this. I don't know. You don't need to rip somebody's fucking head off.
Yeah.
Fucking favorite chirp. That's a good one.
I don't know, I call it do a little.
You got me on that one. That's a good one.
I yelled at a guy when I got my first penalty. What, 3 weeks ago? I fucking slashed the guy because he cross checked me. I was like, yeah, this little bitch fucking cross checks me. So I hacked him in the leg. It's my first ever penalty for Patriots.
Motherfucker. I don't know. That's a favorite chirp. I don't know. You really got me on this. I'm going to be thinking about this for a while. Like,
he's going to wake up in the middle of the night. That's what it was.
That's the good one.
Damn it.
No, I don't know.
It's also become so big with, you know, Letterkenny and Shorzy. Like,
oh, yeah.
That like the chirps have become like. Yeah.
Yeah, give your balls a tug. Like, no, that's so fucking outplayed now. Like,
yeah.
No.
But now I feel like the chirps are getting more detailed and more like, I don't know. It's crazy.
I don't know. If I got to have a full-blown conversation with you while I'm chasing down the ice.
I don't know.
As a goalie, I just have so much time that I'm just talking shit. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, I talk shit all the time.
But nobody can hear me, so I'm just talking to myself.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I don't know. I'm going to be thinking about this. You got me. I'm going to be stuck with this for a minute.
He's going to be up at like 2 a.m. and be like, that was the one.
Start writing
that was
stuff
one.
Down.
That was email one it to I you. Think of. We'll but no, I've heard motherfuckers just call me like, just like a fucking immovable object is what somebody called me one time. I do like to get in people's heads when I'm playing defense and they're trying to camp out in front of the net. And I go from the side and I just dig into his hip and I'm just like, no, get the fuck out of here, dude. Or when it's reverse rolled. And I somehow miraculously end up in front of the other team's net. And I'm like, I'm living here. I start chirping the other team's goalie. And I'm like, I'm living here rent free. Ain't nobody fucking moving me. And I'll start chirping the defense like fucking rent free. I'm getting in the goalie's face.
Try and move me.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck, you really got me on that one.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I'll park my ass in front, but I get moved because I'm only 5'9".
Yeah.
I try and squat down a little bit, but then they just dig their stick in you and you're like, ow, okay. Yep. All right. Okay. Yeah. I'll twist off you and then end up somewhere else. You Googling some chirps?
No.
How do you guys find players? Do you like advertise or is it just word of mouth or
a little bit
do you
of
even
both.
Need any of that? Bit. Like, do you just have a constant like
it's mostly word of mouth.
Yeah.
So it's mostly because we have a lot of active duty guys. So whenever there's new boot drops at people's units, and they find out they're hockey players or it's mostly word of mouth, but I do a lot on Facebook and Instagram as far as getting the word out there for the team. And
yeah, there's a couple like San Diego hockey player groups, so we'll put those out. I've advertised it on like our first, a couple of our Facebook pages at our military base. Like, hey, we're looking if anybody's playing, anybody stationed in San Diego, because we have second largest base in naval base in the U.S. So we've got a load of people out here, and the Navy pulls from everywhere, and the Marines same thing. We've got Pendleton and Coronado and Miramar, sorry.
And that one fucking base outside of Barstow. I don't know the name of it right now off the top of my head. I forget the name. It's a logistical base. I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Games should start and get to me now.
Yeah, word of mouth, social media.
Yeah.
Have to lose some players, right? Because if it's active duty, they're only stationed here for so long.
Yeah. I leave next March. Potentially.
Yeah. Wait, this March as in 2 months
from
now, March?
No. As in 14
a year and 2 months. Okay. Yeah. Fuck. I was gonna be like, fuck, are you serious?
Nah, I would have mentioned that sooner.
Okay.
I wouldn't be trying to take fake Twitter and put myself in leadership spot.
That now that you bring that up, that almost fucking folded our team in I wanna say 2017. I think it was 2017 or 2016. It was one of those years we were only down to one team in Escondido, RIP, the Iceplex.
Yeah.
But we were down to one team, and half the team, it was more than half the team ended up either PCSing to go to another base or EASing getting out of the military or ended up going on deployment. There was a 4 month span where we just got hit, bam, bam, bam. And it almost fucking dissolved our team.
Damn, I would have been a Guardian then.
Yeah, I don't know how that – I don't remember how we made it through, but I think they were struggling with, five, six dudes a game for that season. Ugh. But yeah, we do have some turnover, but luckily when guys leave the program, they're always – we always invite them back for, our tournaments. So, they might end up going back home to Minnesota, or they might end up going, PCSing to Virginia. But whenever we do a tournament, we're always all right, our active guys come first. The guys that are actively playing on the team, they come first. But then say we get, 10 guys for a gold level team that we have, we always hit up we call them alumni. So we always hit up our alumni network. Hey guys, we'll start just blasting out text messages and Snapchats and shit. Hey guys, we're going to this tournament on this date. If you want to come out, come back out and play with us. You got a home here. So that's one of the things about our program, I think, is we have a really, really big alumni network. I want to say we probably have dudes all over the fucking place. And we've even got players in Japan, and I've got a couple players in Europe right now. So, they always get the notification whenever there's a tournament. We keep up. Well, we don't exclude them from our group chats. We keep them in the group chats. Some of our team group chats are 60, 70 fucking people big.
Yep.
So you can only imagine how often those fucking things are going off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking annoying sometimes. Huh? Motherfucker, it's 2 a.m. Why is the group chat going off? Wednesday night. Yeah, but
that's why you have a do not disturb.
Yeah, I don't do that
on your phone
because you guys are like the biggest team of only military, right? Like you don't take any civilians unless you have to.
If it's,
unless you're down to four players.
I will say this. If it's a beer league game and it's an absolute emergency, I'll hit up some guys from one of my other two teams. Only if it's an absolute emergency. But other than that, no. I'd rather play with seven guys and be short benched that are just our guys than have, you know, 10 or 12 and have it be a mixed group, you know?
Yeah.
Live and die by the sword. Something like that. I like to think that we're the biggest and most, we're the biggest fucking military program in the country. I like to think that at least. I mean, there are teams out there like the Philly Warriors. I know they're pretty deep.
Yeah, they're real deep.
Minnesota.
They're Warriors, all Philly Warriors. They're all retired and vets.
Yeah.
But they've got the Flyers back and on that. And then what is VH, when you want to count VHU maybe? Or are they kind of VHU is just a conglomeration of players.
Yeah, they're all over the place. So VHU, since we're bringing them up, is Veterans Hockey United. So I'll put this out there to all the listeners. Hit up Veterans Hockey United on Facebook, Instagram, or on their website. And they will – so say you're a player in Southern California and you're leaving to EAS to go to back home to fucking Minnesota. You can go on their website or you can hit them up and they will find you a military team to play on. It's like, oh, we got the Minnesota Warriors. Here's, you know, here's their contact information. Or if you're – say you're going from – a base in just outside of Nashville to San Diego is a perfect example of Cole. He found us on, I think he found us, it was either on VHU's website or on VHU's Instagram or something like that. But then he ended up hitting us up like, hey, give us your information. You know, I'm going to PCS to San Diego in 8 months. And he ended, when he came over, he had a home to play at.
So you can just let them know ahead of time so that they can let you know if they know of any teams.
Yeah, and they have teams all, they got teams all over the world. If you look on their website, they have a map of all the teams they have. They got teams all over the fucking, I think we're the only ones in SoCal. And then they have, if you look at the map of America, everything is in the fucking Midwest and on the East Coast. And then they even got teams in Britain and what's that other fucking country right below Britain? Denmark? Yeah, Denmark.
Yeah,
Denmark. Team in Denmark too.
I think we got one in Germany too. Like, I'm sure there's a German
team
with our bases out there.
They'll hook you up with teams all over the fucking place, no matter what your situation is.
That's awesome. That's good to know. That's good information to have. Do you guys take all levels? Like, if somebody is like, "Hey, I've never played hockey, but I want to join in active military,"
absolutely. So, yeah, we definitely do. We have a D6 team, which is the bronze lowest level. So these are guys that are just starting out skating. They've never played hockey before or something like that, and they just want to start. And we run practice with them, Zach, and our other coach, Joe. So he'll run practices with them. They have a lot of players, actually, which is surprising. And then we get a couple of the guys that have developed. Since we do like to pride ourselves in us developing our players and pushing them up higher.
Yeah,
into higher leagues and stuff. So,
we don't care like what level you played at, or we've even taken dudes that have never played before, and we've helped them develop from guys that have never played to the guys that are playing in every one of our beer league games and going with some tournaments. Yeah, but then discriminate. Yeah, we don't discriminate as far as like what your skill level is. Like we'll take you in. We don't care. And but yeah, we've got guys that are just starting out, and then we also have guys that, you know, just coming fresh out of college playing college hockey, or guys that are fresh out of juniors, and we'll take them with us. And yeah, we don't discriminate.
Yeah, our potential D5 guys, a guy who played college and high school and then hasn't played in like 20 years, so he's like, I'm rusty, but he should be good. But then we got our 19-year-old goalie for our D5 team's a freaking
Kristen.
Tristan's a stud.
That motherfucker's a stud.
He is.
But yeah, I've got one of my assistant captain actually is he used to be the assistant captain for the all army hockey team up in Tacoma, Washington.
Is it Tacoma?
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, that's impressive. I mean, just to be that open to it all. It's pretty cool that you guys actually do practices. I mean, I have never been on a team that we've done pickups besides game times, but
yeah,
you guys make the time to actually better your teams in general is cool.
Yeah. So San Diego Ice Arena is nice enough to give us an hour and a half of ice time every week or every other week. Just depends on what the rink's got going on. So they give us ice time, and we use the hour and a half to develop players. Or if we're like leading up to a tournament, like the last tournaments we went to in Nashville and Vegas, the three or four tournaments before practices, my bad, before that tournament, we told everybody like, hey, you're more than welcome to come to practice, but it's going to be centralized around the tournament teams. So unless you're on the tournament team, you're pretty much going to be the scout team guy.
You're going to be a cannon fodder.
Yeah.
You're going to be the Goldberg of it all.
Yeah. Pretty much is what it comes down to.
Yeah, we do get practices a lot, and it's fucking an absolute blessing to be able to get practices.
Do about an hour of drills, and then
we'll do. Oh yeah, the only shitty part is it's at 11:30 at night to 1 in the morning on Friday night. That's the only shitty part.
That's the rough one.
You know what? That's fine.
It's hard to find ice time. You're lucky you can even find it.
especially you know, beggars can't be choosers. So if it's donated, fuck it, whatever. We'll make it work.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just we're to all military. We used to never sleep anyway, so.
Exactly. You know how to fall asleep within seconds.
So. Exactly. Oh, yeah. My wife hates it. My head hits that pillow.
If you're snoring like that, you might want to get that checked out.
Yeah.
I'll get punched in the face if I start snoring like that.
Oh, yeah.
So my favorite one is talking about head. Do you like head on your beer?
A little bit.
I'm impartial.
Just a little bit.
And I like to talk about it with hawk on ice. There we go. You wear a cage, a visor, or nothing at all?
Go for it, Nick.
Stupid Flander, like nothing. No, I had a visor, but then I switched over to a shield. And luckily I did, because that charity game we played against Guardians, I got ice ticked in the face when I was right in front of the net. So thankfully I have a Then my teeth are messed up as it is, so I really don't need the extra losing the extra teeth. So we're dealing with crap. I'll throw a cage on, it's not or a visor on face shield.
Do you wear a mouth guard then? Or do you just don't even worry about it?
Nah, just go. I got the shield that goes down.
Okay.
Yeah. With me, when I first started, 19 and stupid, I was like, I'm not going to wear shit. The rink's not going to make me wear anything. I'm not going to wear anything. And then over the years, just seeing people take pucks and stick to the face, I was like, all right, I'm going to throw at least a visor on.
Yeah.
And then I was playing in a game with one of my other teams, and I took a shot from the blue line, and it deflected off the defenseman in front of me, and it hit this dude square in the jaw right here. Split his lip right here, broke his jaw. He missed. He ended up losing 5 teeth. And it was at that moment I was like, "Shit ain't worth it. I'm gonna put a cage on."
It's like that.
And after that, I put a cage on, but I only put a cage on for beer league. So I have my theory is I put a cage on for beer league. For practice, I don't wear anything because I'm usually the guy running practice. And then for charity games and tournaments, when I know there's going to be photographers there and people taking video, I wear a visor. So, you know, the people got to see my ugly ass face.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right.
It's for the money shots then?
Yeah.
The shield comes in handy, especially when the first game in our tournament, one of our guys on the bench, somebody trying to dump it in just right in the mouth. And you're just like, okay, yep. I'm keeping this down.
Just minding his own fucking business. And he took a puck to the face.
Yep.
He ended up fucking losing like 3 teeth. And did he break his jaw?
He didn't break his jaw. He split his lip. And they
split his lip. And he, like,
wired his teeth, and he got a couple root canals, and he's all good now.
Yeah, it was bad.
But he played the next game.
I was standing on the bench. And I was like, motherfucker, this would happen. I was like, what a fucking way to start a tournament.
First game, first period.
It was in the first game of the tournament, in the first period. I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, his way he described it, he was like, I looked down, I went to grab a thing, I looked up, black. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That's horrific. Yeah. I can't even imagine. Yeah. That would make me want to wear a visor or a cage so fast.
Yeah. In my opinion, beer league is fuck. This shit ain't worth it, man. Like, we got to go to fucking work on Monday.
Nope.
Like, I'm getting paid. Not worth it at all. Like,
I'm paying to play. So,
The fucking program doesn't make enough money to pay our players anyway. So, we all got good insurance and shit because, you know, the active duty guys got it through the military, the other guys get it through the VA. It's not fucking worth it to deal with it. Like, just put, in my opinion, just put a cage on, because there's dipshits in beer league that don't know how to control their stick that end up hitting dudes in the fucking face. And I don't know, just my personal opinion, shit ain't fucking worth it.
Nope.
Like, someone else put it on their TikTok. Somebody took film of one of our games, of one of my guys getting hit in the fucking face with a stick, and put it on their TikTok, and they ended up blowing up on TikTok. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, jeez.
What the hell? I was like, that's my fucking rink. I was like, what the hell?
I can tolerate pain, but if I can avoid it, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't feel like getting chopped in the mouth and having to spend a night at the freaking ER getting my mouth sewn back together.
Yeah, shit ain't worth it.
Nope.
And mouth stuff, like, it's just so hard to go back to work. Like, I mean, broken arms, broken legs, like, knock on wood, hopefully that doesn't happen. But, like, those are a little bit easier for some of that. But, like, not being able to talk, that's crazy.
My job, I'm an instructor, so I can't go to class and be like, all right, class, what a word about this. And everybody's like, what? Learn sign language or write it on the board or something. Speech.
That? What's that? Who's that motherfucker in the wheelchair that uses the
Stephen Hawkins?
Yeah, just like in the fucking Microsoft. What the fuck? Microsoft Rob voice.
Yeah, the speech.
Okay, class. Today we are learning about quantum physics.
Blah 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 blah.
Well, this is the point where I like to let you have the floor, let people know where to follow you, where they can help out, whatever, where they can see you next, you know, all that stuff.
Nick, lead off our Twitter.
All right. So Patriots Hockey can be found at Twitter. So it'll be at Patriots_hockey. Exactly how it sounds. Don't try and be crazy with it. And then we have our Facebook, Patriots Hockey as well.
Yep. And then our Instagram is Patriots Hockey. No underscores, no nothing. It's just Patriots Hockey. And then we have a TikTok. I think we're the only fucking military hockey team in the country that has a TikTok account. That is at Patriots Hockey Program. Patriots Hockey was taken, so I had to put program at the end of it. So yeah, I run the Facebook, Instagram, and the TikTok. And then our website is patriotshockeyprogram.org. And there we have our merch. We have our merch store. We sell all sorts of shit. Our tickets to our charity games are on there.
Yep. We got our sweet hats that we have. We got our nice, sweet little t-shirts.
And then what else?
Your listeners can't see.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can always go there. It looks like you guys have car details. It looks like we have golf towels, socks, jerseys. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Beach towels, golf towels.
T-shirts.
Yep. And you can jerseys, also hoodies. You can also donate through that website as well. All donations go to the program.
Yeah.
When is the next charity event?
By the time this airs, it'll be March 13th. And we're going to be playing at Staples Center against the Los Angeles Police Department. And you'll be able to find our tickets through our Instagram and our Facebook. We will be, the Kings are playing the Panthers that night, and we will be playing at the conclusion of the Kings and Panthers game. And then,
so with the ticket, you get the ticket to the game too, or do is it on top of that? Okay.
So with our ticket, you get a ticket too. So this is all of our charity games where we team up with like the Rain or the Gulls and the Kings. You get a ticket to the Kings game or the Gulls game or the Rain game, and you get a ticket. You get to go watch our game too. What else? What do we have? What else do we have after that? We have our July 4th tournament where it's going to be military and first responders in San Diego, or first responder teams in San Diego. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find out eventually.
Thanks for talking hockey with us. Cheers, and we'll see you at the next game.